And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley and with me is Gerald Quigley as always.
Good morning, to see Jo. You. Good to see you.
Lovely to see you, Sally Obermeter as well.
Morning, Sal.
Happy Sunday. Good morning.
It is delightful to be with you all. Now, Sal, we both have daughters. Your two are younger than my 14-year-old. And Gerald, you've got three magnificent adult daughters,
Three grown up, although sometimes you wonder, but three grown up and mothers of would you believe, five grandsons. So
beautiful.
We've completely done a 180-degree turn.
Oh, it's very lovely. But I tell you, as my daughter is heading right into the thick of it when it comes to the challenging teen years, I have to say I have a lot of fear for her. Mm-hmm. Because these years hold a lot of challenges, and I'm surrounded by a family, Sal, whose teen daughters are struggling with really distressing things like eating disorders, self-harm, depression, anxiety. It is a really scary time.
It's a minefield, isn't it? And as we always say, there's no real guidebook, and every child is different, but the challenges they all face are common, and it's also, what I also find tricky is the way everyone parents is different, which is correct because everyone's child's different. But then for children, they're often saying, yes, but why can't I have this and I can't have that? And everyone else is doing this, everyone else is doing that. And so you're having to, I guess, really stay the course in terms of what you feel is right for your child. But it's not easy.
It's not easy, but also often parents, I think, they're just hands in the air going, we don't know what we've done wrong. Like we feel like we've been great parents. We're a beautiful family. We're connected. We've tried our hardest, yet still a daughter and son too. But, you know, I think girls, they head in their teen years and they're like, they're surrounded by challenges that often parents just don't know what to do
with. So where do these challenges come from? Is it peer pressure? Is it social media? Is it a combination of all in an environment? You know, you send your girls off to school and you assume they'll be in a protected environment where there'll be a focus on the important things in life. But in fact, it can go pear-shaped very quickly.
Yeah, I honestly don't know the answer to that, Gerald.
I do think it's a mix of both. I definitely think, you know, peer pressure has been around since the beginning of time. That's not new. I think what has exacerbated or perhaps really ramped up is that we have social media now and it's very... It heightens everyone's emotions about everything because they're seeing stuff well outside their peer group. If you think like when I went to school, I was friends with like four girls and then you've got the whole grade, you know, it's like say 30 kids or 30 in my class, say 30 kids. Now they're seeing people they'll never meet and they're comparing themselves against these people. These are people with wildly different circumstances and just the world has gotten bigger, which I guess is great in so many ways, but what they're exposed to at a time when their brain hasn't finished forming yet is almost too big for them. That's kind of, I think, maybe what I think.
Yeah, it's very, very, very challenging. So Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg, Australia's leading psychologist on teen mental health and parenting, is going to be joining us today, and he's going to speak about bringing up teenagers with an emphasis on how we can best assist and enable our daughters through their adolescent years. Also coming up, naturopath Cheryl Goodman, who's going to be talking ashwagandha and its support for reducing stress. But also, and I love this conversation, she's going to give us some tips on how to find out what's in our supplements because it's not always all on the label, apparently. So that will be an interesting conversation. Gerald, you're going to tell us about the link between probiotics and immune health in Get Nourished today.
We're coming into the time of the year when we talk about immune function a lot more often. So, yes, we'll explore the link between immune function and your gut health.
Because so often we think vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, but are we thinking probiotics?
It's a
different thing. Give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you have to support your health, whether it's what to eat or a supplement perhaps that you might want to explore. 131 873 is the number. Next up, parenting teenagers in these very challenging times.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Forgotten your password again? For a convenient way to improve your memory, try Thompson's One A Day Ginkgo 6000. It contains the herb ginkgo, a source of antioxidants, and improves memory in aging individuals. Plus, it's the number one selling ginkgo product on the market. Thompson's One A Day Ginkgo 6000, 60 capsules at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Swiss Beauty Collagen Plus Hyaluronic Acid Booster 80 tablets at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131 873 is our number. Give us a call if you have any questions to support your health. First up, parenting an adolescent can be tricky in today's world, and sometimes as caregivers it can feel as though there's no help for our family or our relationships. So we thought we'd bring you some help today and enlist the advice of an expert this morning. Joining us on the line is clinical psychologist Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg, one of Australia's leading authorities on the mental health of teenagers, and I know has helped many, many parents. So it's great to have you back on the show, Michael.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, as a parent of a teenager, I do try my best, and indeed I would say all I want in the world is to be the best parent possible. And I think sometimes we're very hard on ourselves as parents because is there really such a thing as a perfect parent?
I've never met one, and I've been doing this for about 25 years, and I don't think that either of my boys would say that. Look, I think we're all fallible, and it's such a tough gig these days. So I always say to parents that a good enough effort is fine. Everyone's allowed to make a mistake, and of course there's such variation in young people these days. It's just really important that if you're out of your depth that you get some help.
Is it a trickier time, do you think, for parents now?
Definitely. I think, first of all, adolescence starts earlier and ends later. So when I began my career, adolescence was known as 13 to 19. Now it's officially defined by the medical journals as 10 to 24. So it starts earlier, ends later, and of course there's a lot of risk factors along the way, and of course you've got social media added into the mix.
Michael, one of the biggest challenges must be the fact that schools are different now, which puts huge pressure on parenting at home. How do you cope when you've got that clash of cultures in so many ways? Is there something you could guide us through when that might occur?
So schools are different, and the pressures that schools sometimes put on young people are particularly tricky. I think we all want kids to acquire the skills for future economic independence. But what's clear to me now after all these years is that our teenagers learn teachers, not subjects. And what's really important is our role as parents in forming relationships, not just with the schools, but also striking up a line of communication between us and our children's teachers. Not always easy to do, but incredibly important in 2023.
Michael, I want to ask you about parenting girls versus boys, and not to put it sort of too simplistically, but is it trickier or are there different rules for parenting girls? What do you think?
Look, I think girls are subjected to a lot more pressures these days, and certainly that's indicated in the mental health statistics. I wonder if you know that a higher proportion of girls have been found to have high or very high levels of psychological distress compared with the boys. And I think part of that is the pressures on them from celebrity influences, from marketing, advertising, social media. And it's really very interesting to me to look at what it means to be a young person, a young woman in 2023 compared to when I first started. I think the pressures are much greater, and I'm worried about their well-being. One of the big issues is whether or not, a lot of parents ask me, should we send our daughters to single-sex schools or co-educational schools? And, of course, one size doesn't fit all. You need to have the right fit for the right personality, the right disposition.
Michael, is it true, because certainly in my world I'm seeing this, that there is a huge amount of eating disorders and self-harming and you mentioned mental distress, but actual anxiety and depression in our young women, our girls, and how do we respond to that as parents?
Well, ever since the lockdown, certainly in Melbourne, looking at that perspective, there has been an increase in the number of young people, particularly young women, presenting to accident emergency with mental health presentations, particularly anxiety, depression, eating disorders, and self-harm. So statistically, what you're saying is absolutely correct. How do we respond to it? Early intervention, prompt treatment is associated with a much better outcome. So trying to get a good diagnosis, trying to get a treatment team that is acceptable to the young person wrapped around them, and then help them tackle the developmental tasks. So the goals for parents really is to make sure that their young people have friends, that they have a good relationship with school, a good relationship with mum and dad, often not that easy to do, and to make sure that they have a opportunity to engage in healthy risk-taking behaviour, which is why I always talk about the importance of art and sport, drama, those sorts of things.
So, Michael, if we could summarise a few things. So other than drugs and sex and alcohol, along with sleep, diet, exercise and curfews, is there anything, how do we put some positivity back into that when we've got all these perceived threats out there against our children and grandchildren, particularly girls?
Look, I think if we look at the statistics, Gerald, they say that the best outcome is if a young person feels three things: safe, valued, and listen to. You have to have the developmental perspective. We now know from very new research that we have 86 billion brain cells in your adolescent, but they're not all wired up yet. And having this developmental perspective, making sure that we understand that it is our job to be their frontal cortex, that it is our job to set limits and boundaries and have fair and reasonable consequences, that's called authoritative parenting. Fair, reasonable, but firm. Mm-hmm.
Michael, we have some questions on the line for you as we wrap up this interview. We could talk to you all morning, I know, but we have a question from Cell in Marysville for you. Hi there, Cell.
Hi, how are you, Doctor? Doctor, I just have a question. How do we determine how much rope to give them? Because it's so hard. Like, you know, you try to reason with them, you try, and the decision is hard, you know, because teenage girls tend to manipulate a lot of different situations. So how do we try and be their friend and you know, not fight all the time?
Oh, the fighting. That's very, very difficult.
Great question. So obviously it's going to vary from individual family to individual family. But generally speaking, the rule is this. You need to negotiate up front what they consider to be a fair and reasonable outcome. And then you give them the opportunity to basically stick to the rules that they've agreed to. If they do, all well and good. If not, then you have to pull back and say, well, you didn't make healthy choices, so we're going to have to go back to square one. So it's a constant process of negotiation. The most important thing is that we don't end up yelling, screaming and fighting, because the moment you yell, scream and fight at a young woman, what happens is they yell, scream and fight back and there's no communication. And we have to remember that we are the adults.
We are the adults. It's so hard to remember that. Michael, this is such a really important conversation. Thank you so much. I want to say, as a parent, there is no shame in needing help. Sometimes as parents, we need some guidance. So reach out and seek help if you need it. MichaelCarGreg.com is the website if you want to search Michael and get some assistance from him. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michael.
Once again, Michael.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
131 873 is our number. We'll get to more calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When supporting gut health, don't just choose any probiotic. Choose BioGlan Platinum Probiotics 100 billion, available at Chemist Warehouse. It's Australia's highest strain probiotic for digestive and immune system health. Formulated with up to 20 beneficial probiotic strains, BioGlan Platinum Probiotics helps restore friendly gut flora. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Thompson's One-A-Day Ginkgo 6000 at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You're listening to The House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quickly and Sally Overmeter, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Let's get to a call. Hi there, Janet from New South Wales.
Good morning, Janet.
Good morning. I go to bed, say, 9:30 or 10, mm-hmm. and I used to wake up at 6, but now I wake up about 8 o'clock. And a few weeks ago, I was, during the morning, I go to bed, have a lay down in the morning and then another lay down in the afternoon. Yeah.
Everybody's different, Janet, and you probably need to look at your physical exercise across the day. Your routine, it's terrific to have a routine. So going to bed about the same time, waking up and getting up at about the same time, and we'll be discussing something like that shortly, is very important to do because your body's circadian rhythms just get into kilter and everything works out well. However, We do change. I find if I have low exercise days, I don't sleep well. If you eat later at night, you don't sleep well. So you've got to look at any of those things which might interfere with your general routine and try and get that time structure back if you can. There's no magic option. Look, you can take magnesium. You can take magnesium in a combination of herbs to relax a busy mind if you find you're concerned about things.
Swiss multivitamin.
Okay, one every morning for those are very good because they contain plenty of vitamin B. But look at maybe going for a longer walk in the afternoon. Just tire yourself out a little. What do you think, Sal?
Yeah, I think a sleep routine is really important. I think people forget that you actually, you know, as babies, when people have a baby, they're like, let's get the routine. But actually, as adults, you need a sleep routine. So you want to try to go to bed around the same time. If you're going to have some sort of sleep supplement, have it around the same time. Stretching before bed has also been shown to help enormously with helping your body get to sleep. So try and do that. And you're absolutely right. You do need to exercise through the day. That does make a big difference to how well you sleep.
131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. It's so interesting that Janet has raised this question around sleep because there's a story, if you're after more House of Wellness, of all always, we say, head along to houseofwellness.com.au. And there's a really interesting story on the website at the moment, which is titled How Your 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Can Set You Up for a Great 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The theory goes, if you're up at, you know, early in the morning, you can do things that set you up for a better 9 to 5.
I'm into this.
I love theories because mostly they are useless and inappropriate.
Well, now no, you're telling, quoting people that actually do it, including myself.
Well, that's lovely.
And
bless you, my child. But for most people, I know some people in my world who do this. If I ring them at 3 p.m, they're having their afternoon nap. If I ring them at 8 p.m, they're in bed. For heaven's sake, you know, the world can't revolve around 5:30 living every morning.
Sal, do you have a routine earlier in the morning that sets you up for the day?
Yeah, I really like it. Like I'm not up at 5, but I'm up at 5:30 and I exercise in that 5:30 to 6:30 window.
What's Marcus say?
He's fast asleep. Snoring. He would have no idea.
So he doesn't. You don't disturb him when you.
No, I just skulk out, and he just sleeps right through the alarm. It doesn't matter. And off I go either for in summer when it's more light, a walk with a girlfriend, or at the moment because it's a bit darker, I'm going to the gym. And I just find that 1 hour, it's exactly like it says in the article. I feel such a sense of it. A, achievement, but B, it's that hour to myself, my mental health.
You're so right.
that no matter what else happens through the day, I've had that hour, and it's actually the silence. I think in I find there's a lot of input that happens just generally in life. And if I don't have some silence where I can process my thoughts and try and work out where am I at and how do I feel, that's when I find that my mental health goes off kilter. So I need that time, and that 1 hour makes a big difference.
I don't want to sound smug, Gerald, but I am up at 5:30 or so.
I admire that.
I'm up at 5:30 to meditate and journal.
Oh, wow.
And I have to do it at 5:30 because my daughter is up at 6:15.
Yes.
And if I leave it to when she's all up in my face, and then I got the dog and I got the husband, I got the school routine, and then I don't have that time to set myself for the day and go,
yes,
who am I? What's my intention? Here's my gratitude for the day.
Yep.
It's so important for me. I'm so much more pleasant, which is hard to believe.
No, but that doesn't it show that everybody's different? So it depends on your work environment, on your home environment, what sort of person you are.
Absolutely.
But there's probably people sitting back having breakfast in bed at the moment saying, really? 5:30?
Oh, sure. Oh,
really?
I look forward to the day when I am not up at 5:30, when my daughter's moved out, and I'm like, you know what, I'll rise when I wish.
That's right. You have to do what's right for you.
You do. 131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. And next up, the medicinal merits of the ashwagandha herb.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Feel the Wanderlust liquid difference. Try Wanderlust Ashwagandha, rapidly absorbed liquid herbal supplement. It contains no unnecessary fillers and is traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine to help the body adapt to stress. And right now, when you buy any Wanderlust product from Chemist Warehouse, you and a friend could win an all-inclusive trip to Soul Shine Sound and Wellness Resort in Bali. For T's and C's, go to chemistwarehouse.com.au. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Swiss Beauty Hyaluronic 2% Vitamin B5 Glow Booster Serum at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
If you have any question for your health, do give us a call, 131-873. Gerald and Sal are both here to answer your questions. But in the meantime, over 70% of us here in Australia buy vitamins and supplements each year. But do we ever stop to think about their ingredients? Well, joining us on the line is naturopath Cheryl Goodman to answer some of our questions. Good morning, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you doing?
So we often talk about where to invest our money, but of course what's more important is investing in our health, our well-being and self-care. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Our inner health is key, and it's a very personal journey, so done at whatever pace we're at and whatever level we're at. So if we nourish our bodies with the right nutrients and activity it needs, this will be positively reflected in how we look, feel and interact with others around us.
So, Cheryl, a lot of us presume that the ingredients in our supplements are made from natural ingredients, but that's not always the case, right?
No, it's not. Many people don't realise that most vitamins and minerals are actually synthetic. So your standard vitamin C, calcium, magnesium, iron, zinc, just to name a few. And then some supplements may have many completely avoidable additional ingredients like magnesium stearate, benzoate, animal products, and even polyethylene glycols, which have long been ingredients that people have avoided in beauty products, but don't realise that they can also be in the supplements you're actually ingesting.
Mm.
One of the most exciting things about herbal medicine, Cheryl, is the scope of indications for which they can be used. If we have a chat briefly on ashwagandha, it can be taken, obviously, for reducing the symptoms of stress and anxiety, and therefore best taken in the morning. However, it can also be useful for sleep, and it can be taken in the evening. Now, a lot of people are puzzled by that. How can a herb do that when at different times of the day it's got different actions?
Ah, I'm so glad you asked. Ashwagandha is one of my all-time favourite herbs. So one of the good things about it is it's called an adaptogen. So what that does, it helps the body adapt to stress, making us a little bit more resilient. And so in that, it helps our body do what it needs to do when it needs to do it. So it's helping balance our cortisol levels. So our cortisol levels should be high in the morning to give us that energy and help with stress. And it should be low at night to help us go to sleep. So if it's helping with that natural balance, then it's going to have that impact during the day and night.
Great.
What should we look for, Cheryl, when we're buying supplements? What do you suggest people do?
I would suggest looking for a brand that has a holistic approach to wellness. So brands that don't promote that cure-all pill, I mean, that it doesn't exist. So a brand that's going to be offering a range of holistic tools and practices to support your well-being. So on top of this, also look for brands that value minimal processing, that's transparent about their ingredients that they use, advocates for setting a cleaner benchmark within the supplement industry.
We know that most of our beneficial ingredients come from food, Cheryl, but bearing in mind that 92% of Australians, according to some work that was done years ago by the federal government, they don't achieve the recommended intake of fruits and vegetables. So therefore, 9 out of 10 of us don't get those essential nutrients. Would you say that having some sort of support each day is required these days with the pace of modern society?
Oh, absolutely. It can be really, really challenging to get everything you need from your diet. And individual diets vary, absorption of nutrients vary, your stress levels, your energy levels. And this is where supplements can be beneficial. And as the name suggests, they're there to supplement. They're not there to be everything. So it's important to look at your diet and get a lot of nutrients, have a varied diet. But supplements are there to support you along the way.
Great.
Well, thank you so much. That's been super helpful. And I do love ashwagandha. It's one of my favourite words.
You just like the word, don't you?
I do. I really love it. But I also enjoy taking it. So thank you so much, Cheryl. You have a fantastic Sunday.
You too. Thanks so much.
Let's get to a call. Hi there, Steve in Miranda.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning, people. Hey, everybody. Glad to talk to you.
Thank you.
Wife and I have both been diagnosed with diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis. Okay. So you've got a tummy issue.
Mm-hmm. In the bowel, they tell me.
Yes, good.
They both, two doctors, put us on FLAGYL, Flagyl, and Keflex.
Yes.
We've both taken two lots of that, but it's still got pain coming and just wonder if there's anything else we can do about it.
Well, they are antibiotics, Steve, which were given to you because the doctor must have felt that on the basis of all the symptoms, there was an infection there causing the inflammation. If it's still persisting and you're still very uncomfortable and in pain, you've got probably no alternative but to go back and pursue it further. But in the meantime, consider taking some fish oil, which settles inflammation. And consider a probiotic as well, a broad-spectrum probiotic, and we'll be talking about those shortly, because they load your bowel with beneficial bacteria. But you've just got to make sure you don't persist with that discomfort for any longer than necessary.
Steve, I'd also say just in terms of what you're eating, I'm sure your doctor's gone through it with you, but you really want to try and stay away from any poorly digested foods, so things like seeds or popcorn, or if you're eating fruit and vegetables, take the skin off, stay away from processed foods. And then in terms of what to eat and to help, lots of liquids important. Broth and gelatin are really good. And if you're having vegetables, try and cook them. So things like green beans and peas can be generally. Eggs, fish, milk. And just watch how your body reacts when you eat certain things, because, you know, that's how you'll know if something is a trigger for you.
All the best with that there, Steve. I have a question for you, Gerald. With fish oil, if you are unable to eat fishy products, what can you take?
If you have a sensitivity to fish, or if you're perhaps vegan and you don't want to go down that, there's always flaxseed oil. So that's the seed-based alternative. But we underestimate the value of reducing inflammation. How often do we talk about that as an underlying cause of issues? I think the difficult part, though, in Steve's case was there was obviously an underlying infection, powerful antibiotics that he's taken, and that's going to take his tummy quite a while to recover from.
Mm-hmm. Well, next up, we'll take more of your calls. 1-800-973 is the number, plus Gerald, as always, has more tips for our overall health.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Oh, forgotten your password again? For a key and convenient way to improve your memory, try Thomson's One-A-Day Ginkgo 6000. It contains the herb ginkgo, a source of antioxidants, and improves memory in ageing individuals. Plus, it's the number one selling ginkgo product on the market. Thomson's One-A-Day Ginkgo 6000, 60 capsules at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Wonderlust Ashwagandha Liquid at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It is time for Get Nourished, Gerald. Now, my daughter and I are both coming off very nasty colds. Mm-hmm. Now, they're just colds, But it still can sort of, you know, take
knock you,
you
about.
Well, for a few days, which is annoying. So
especially if you get up at 5:30 in the morning.
I haven't been doing that whilst I was fighting a cold. But can probiotics help my immune health? What's the connection?
They are fundamentally involved because 80% of our immune system cells reside in our gut. So if you have an unhappy microbiome, which is that trillions of bacteria in your 3 kilogram that's contained in your gut, your lower intestinal area, then it can really, your whole immune system can struggle. So important, we probably can't get enough from our food, it's helpful. And if you are taking antibiotics or if you're struggling with immune health, as in coming in and out of various infections, addressing your gut health is fundamental.
And do you think, Gerald, is there a preference in terms of what people should take? Should they take a capsule or should they take one of those little liquid things that you keep in the fridge?
I'm a capsule fan or a powder fan cell because I just think that's really the easiest thing to do. And then you're getting what you need in the formulation in a simple way. So that's my suggestion. There are some that don't need refrigeration because if you put them in the fridge, they can be forgotten. But there's a range that you get some advice from your pharmacist because the exciting developments we're seeing in this area is just amazing.
Well, Get Nourished is brought to you by BioGlam Platinum Probiotics, backed by science, Australia's highest strain probiotic range for digestive and immune system health. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Let's get to a call. Hi there, Monique from North Sydney.
Hello, Monique.
Hello, good morning, everyone. I was just wondering, my mum's just been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency. She's 65, and they've suggested that she buys compression socks, and that's really as much as I've kind of said. I'm just wondering if there's anything else that she could possibly get to help her through this.
She should make sure she's fitted exactly, and there are some brands of those compression stockings that do have exact fits because every leg size is different, Monique, so please make sure your mum gets proper advice about that. The herb of choice is called horse chestnut, which is really nothing to do with horses. It's the shape of the plant, and it comes in capsule form that your mum can have one twice a day, and its role is to support the vein wall strength in those lower leg veins. So she can get that at her local pharmacy or health food store.
Well, thank you so much to all of our callers. Unfortunately, we've run out of time for your calls. We do encourage you to call earlier in the show too, if you wish to get on the show and ask some questions. But head along to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab. If you have a question for Gerald, he will get on to those. And we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When supporting gut health, don't just choose any probiotic. Choose BioGlam Platinum Probiotics 100 billion, available at Chemist Warehouse. It's Australia's highest strain probiotic for digestive and immune system health, formulated with up to 20 beneficial probiotic strains. BioGlam Platinum Probiotics helps restore friendly gut flora. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Feel the Wanderlust liquid difference. Try Wanderlust Ashwagandha Rapidly Absorbed Liquid Herbal Supplement. It contains no unnecessary fillers and is traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine to help the body adapt to stress. And right now, when you buy any Wanderlust product from Chemist Warehouse, you and a friend could win an all-inclusive trip to Soul Shine Sound and Wellness Resort in Bali. For T's and C's, go to chemistwarehouse.com.au. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get BioGlan Platinum Probiotics 100 billion at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It has been lovely to spend the last hour with you. If you're after more House of Wellness, of course, House of Wellness TV is back today on Channel 7 at midday with a really good story about a new drink from Kakadu plums.
Terminalia fernandiana. Is the official herbal name of the Kakadu plum.
What a show off.
It's also called billy goat plum, green plum, salty plum. But the important thing is it is massively, massively rich in vitamin C.
And so, it's an indigenous fruit.
Yes.
And it's a new drink that's replacing soft drinks. Isn't this great?
Great. This is brilliant.
I just wonder what support companies that are in the Kakadu plum business are getting from various government enterprises to make sure we drive that message, because it'll be swamped, of course, by vested interests in the alternatives to that.
Well, so much of it is about re-education, isn't it, Phil?
Yes. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. And keep that message coming. Like, that's education, isn't it?
Well, and in our house, we don't have software. We just have a glass of water.
Yes. Mm.
Even juice.
Oh, that's innovative.
Yeah. I know, my daughter's like, so-and-so has, they have soft drink, they have cordial. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care about
so
that.
Funny.
There again is a clash that we talked about with Michael before, that eventually, you know, those messages just grind you down.
Yeah. And it's hard because, to your point, it's small things like soft drinks and cordials all the way through to, like, you know, what can I, you know, how much permission can a child have for, you know, going out or sleepovers or, you know, being, you know, unsupervised. It's a lot.
It is a lot. And we get tired of constantly being the gatekeeper for that stuff. It does wear you down a bit. Another really great story on the show, which I know you'd love, Sal, Jade Kisnorbo is at one of the world's biggest beauty expos in Singapore.
Why
so she's got the latest trends.
Why didn't we do an outside broadcast there?
I know. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be nice to go to Singapore as a team. Why not? Gerald, there's a lift out today.
Wellness Plus, House of Wellness Plus Fitness is in the News Limited papers today. So grab that, some great reads.
Make sure you do that. Of course, we say thank you to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. If you have any questions for Gerald or if you'd like more information, head along to houseofwellness.com.au. Sal, it's been lovely to
great
see
Sal.
You as
great
always. And you're doing
thank
great.
You
I want to say to all parents, you're doing
thank
a great
you.
Job.
I'm going to
as
ring you at
you.
3 in the afternoon to see if you're having a snooze.
All righty. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we will see you all again next week.